your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
SpaceX does it again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
3, 2, 1.
Sending astronauts to the International Space Station a little over 2 hours ago. Fox's Evan Brown has more live.
Yeah, Dave, the SpaceX Dragon 9 capsule named Endeavour is already in orbit and by tomorrow morning will be docking, delivering 4 astronauts, two Americans, from NASA, 1 from Japan, 1 from Europe. That docking is expected to be entirely automated. This is SpaceX's 3rd flight in a year, delivering NASA crews to the station on contract and for a fraction of the cost of the old space shuttles, or what Russia charged the U.S. for seats aboard their Soyuz crafts. The last crew SpaceX transported is still up there. They'll depart the station and come home next week, Dave.
Evan, President Biden's virtual climate summit with other world leaders resumes this hour, the day after he set a goal of cutting U.S. emissions in half by 2030 to zero by 2050.
Is it doable? Yes.
Biden climate envoy John Kerry.
Because we're measuring predictions by the economies we have today and by the technologies we have today.
Republicans say the administration is committing to the U.S. to economic hardship. We heard from Wyoming Senator John Barrasso. He put out a statement who says the last thing the economy needs is higher energy prices and fewer jobs. But that's exactly what we're going to get.
Fox's Mark Meredith. The CDC will reevaluate Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine, still paused after 6 women developed blood clots. One died. There could be another case.
The Oregon Health Authority says the woman in her 50s developed a rare blood clot and low platelets within 2 weeks of receiving Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine. However, it's too soon to determine whether her death is related to the single-dose vaccine.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. A college basketball player has died. Terrence Clark, a freshman at the University of Kentucky, was killed in a car crash in Los Angeles when police say he ran a red light. Clark played just one season at Kentucky, was hoping to be picked in this year's NBA draft. America's listening to Fox News.
More Americans than ever before are taking control of their financial future by starting their own business. Forming a new business can be complex, especially on your own. The first step is to file the proper state and federal paperwork. Should it be an LLC, S-Corp, C-Corp? Determining the proper entity type now impacts how much you pay the IRS for years to come. And 1-800-ACCOUNTANT is here to help. Every business is unique. At 1-800-ACCOUNTANT, we help small business owners protect their finances against overtaxation. We'll set up your business in a way that minimizes your tax burden from day one. Call 1-800-ACCOUNTANT right now to make your dream of working independently a reality. We'll help you choose the best entity type for your business and take care of all the paperwork for you. Start your business quickly and with confidence. You'll save more on taxes when you start your new business with 1-800-ACCOUNTANT. Dial 1-800-ACCOUNTANT or go online to 1-800-ACCOUNTANT.com to get started.
The controversy is simmering in Ohio over a police shooting that left a 16-year-old girl, Micaiah Bryant, dead in Columbus, shot while fighting another teenage girl.
A neighbor across the street released video footage of the deadly incident where it shows Micaiah Bryant lunge toward a young woman wearing pink. That's when the officer fired 4 shots at Bryant, killing her. New details show Nicholas Reardon, the 23-year-old officer, has only been with the department for 16 months and reportedly has military training as a member of the U.S. Air National Guard.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. That officer is on leave. Some protesters have called for him to be fired or charged. NBA star LeBron James took down a tweet with that officer's picture that said, "You're next," demanding accountability. He had later removed it, saying it was written in anger. There were also protests in North Carolina after a black man from Elizabeth City was shot and killed Wednesday in an altercation with sheriff's deputies serving drug-related and search and arrest warrants. One witness says the man was shot trying to drive away. In Minnesota, Dante Wright was laid to rest more than a week after the black man was killed resisting arrest at a traffic stop.
My hands are lifted up.
Inside the Shiloh Temple in Minneapolis, a funeral for 20-year-old Dante Wright, who was shot one time after a traffic stop during a struggle with Brooklyn Center Police.
We pray Attorney General Keith Ellison will allow us to get full justice in the court of law. Yes.
Family attorney Ben Crump, a Brooklyn Center's former police chief, says the former officer, Kim Potter, mistook her gun for her taser. Right now, she faces second-degree manslaughter charges in the case. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising. So there could be a little bit of a rebound from yesterday's sell-off that has dragged most markets overseas down. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 three-day weather brought to you by Allerton Equipment Repair, your trusted truck repair and service center in Allerton. Quality service close to home. AllertonRepair.com. And a good morning to Diane Ducey.
Hi, Stevie. Partly cloudy this morning. The chance of a stray shower slight. We've got winds as high as 20 miles per hour. Today's high 60 and 47 are low into the evening tonight with a 70% chance of rain. Wet conditions for tomorrow with a high 57, a low 42. Partly cloudy with a high 61 on Sunday. Right now, the temperature's at 43 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, off and running we go. It is Friday morning. It is April 23, ESPN 93.5. Glad you're along. My name is Stevie J. We got lots to touch on there this morning. And we shall begin with one of our favorite professors from Hofstra University. Stand by. The lovely Mina Bose coming up in just a moment. Mike Ditka, brother Johnny. Johnny's in town. He'll stop by the studio. We'll have them on at the bottom of the hour. The Cardinals open a series with the Reds here on the radio, ESPN 93.5 after 7 o'clock as the Cardinals take on the Reds in desperate need of a victory. Cubbies win again, three in a row for Chicago. They're two back now of Milwaukee, and Milwaukee will be in Chicago beginning this weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, the esteemed professor at the University of Hofstra, Hofstra University in Long Island. She is Dr. Mina Bose. I would read your whole, what is it called, the something Vitae? It's 75 words, Mina. How many books have you written?
Well, you know, Sally, those are actually a lot of, I've co-edited a lot of stuff, but those are, and written some, but those are positions that even the founder of our Presidential Studies Center points out. It takes a long time to go through that, and it's his name that...
you're talking about Peter S. Calico? Is that school of...
Correct. Yeah. He frequently has said that my signature is longer than my email.
I'm telling you, it's stunning. Mina Bose, the esteemed one, we're happy to have you back. We have disagreed on many occasions, but I love you, and I think you're fabulous, and it's great to have
Thank
the discussion.
You. Likewise.
These days, though, this is what we're lacking. People with different opinions able to talk without force, without fascist ways of shutting people down. You know, Mina, most people in America that have a conservative view are afraid to speak now, and I don't think that's healthy.
Well, I certainly think that... You know, we need to be able to air differences productively. I do think we're, you know, CVJ, it's a tough situation, though, when, particularly when you have, when you can't find agreement on the election results from 2020, right? I mean, it's just, you know, where does this start, right? Where do you find common ground? And I'm not sure that the DC bill, which is, you know, what we're talking about, is the place for finding the common ground. But I do wonder, you know, where can Democrats and Republicans have a meeting of the minds? And everything is, the party leadership will not concede, and so it becomes difficult, right? I think it's easier for people to say individually, like you and I are doing, that we can have a conversation, but that doesn't move the policy needle.
Well, one thing probably about the election is that there were so many votes that came in for Joe Biden at 4 a.m. that nobody wants to explain. They just cut me off of Twitter. And when you shut down speech and you don't answer questions that I thought were legitimate, and you don't ask the constitutional questions about Supreme Court of Pennsylvania doing things that were unconstitutional, and they just bypass it and they say you're just being a right winger, those are things that aren't effective. You need to say, here's why 121,000 all Joe Biden votes came in. Just explain it to me. So those are some reasons because we feel shut down that there's no explanation.
Well, the courts did. Well, yeah, the courts did explain
it. But wasn't it unconstitutional? What, Pennsylvania?
No, I don't think. I mean, you're allowed to receive votes up until election night and then begin counting them. I mean, it was clear from the beginning that the election results on election night would not be the final results. In fact, they probably shouldn't have... you know, issued anything until we saw what the absentee votes and the brought in. So it seems to me without the question President Biden is the legitimate president of the United States, duly elected, as was President Trump in 2017.
Well, hold on, Mina, that was never accepted. The left never accepted Donald Trump. They said it was a Russia hoax.
Well, they didn't like him, but they didn't challenge
They challenged it the whole presidency with the Russia stuff. I mean, they prosecuted. I mean, Mina, there was a lot.
Attacking the Capitol.
There's a lot of lies that are the basis of a whole lot of our discussion today that are absolutely not true. And so we're trying to figure out what's true, and therein lies a big problem getting to the facts of matters and able to discuss them, because we're on different levels of reality. People believe this and they believe that, and we're not even close. So that's the basis of the problem. Let me talk about D.C. Why would that be a good idea to become? Because what is it? Federalist 43, James Madison under a pseudonym. I mean, it makes it clear that you're not supposed to really. You're supposed to not have any influence from a state, and that's why the seat of the government's in D.C. Correct. And so, why is that a good idea?
Well, I think there are two issues here, and again, just on the fact point, I would just say that we need to find agreement on the facts, and that is clearly not an easy task, but for D.C., there's the issue of representation for the 700,000 people who live in the District of Columbia. There is also a constitutional issue, which is that Article 1, Section 8, says that the capital will be controlled by the federal government, not by any state. You also have the 23rd Amendment that was ratified in 61 that gave 3 electoral college votes to D.C. So I think there is a legitimate question about representation for the D.C. residents in Congress. How that is adjudicated will likely need to be determined on a bipartisan basis so that it can withstand a court challenge. Because if this bill passes, H.R. 51, it will, if it passes in the Senate, and I don't think the Senate will break the filibuster over this, it will be challenged in the court.
Okay.
And so I think there's a question of representation and then the constitutional means to address that representation.
Well, we've been hanging out in Washington for, what, a couple hundred years? I wonder why this didn't come up before.
But it has. It has. No. And actually, up until about 2009, the first decade of the 21st century, Democrats and Republicans agreed that it had to be a constitutional amendment. The Democrats decided about 10 years ago to focus on legislation, and that was when I think in 2016 there were polls taken, and the mayor, the leadership in D.C., elected leadership in D.C., the District of Columbia, has focused on creating a constitution. I think the goal is to get legislation passed and have it tested in court.
But why not just do a constitutional amendment if that's what they should? Then put a constitutional amendment just to get that passed.
Well, and if this law passed, they would have to repeal the 23rd Amendment, which is not likely. I mean, we know the amendment process is very long and slow. That's why there are only 27 of them, and 10 of them were ratified in 1791. So it's again, you're not going to get action quickly, but legislation could pass quickly. I think if the legislation passes, which I don't think the Senate will break the filibuster for this, and it won't get 60-plus votes, it will be tested in the court. But it does get to a question about what can pass, on a bipartisan basis.
Right. Is it a good idea to add justices to the Supreme Court?
Well, I think it's certainly within Congress's power to do that. I think kind of just as what we were talking about now, everything is viewed through a party lens. When FDR tried to do this in 1937, it never even made it to a vote in the House, even though FDR had won a re-election overwhelmingly in 36, right? The public rejected the plan, didn't have support within his party, and there were political consequences for the Democrats in 1938, even though FDR went on to win 2 more presidential elections. So I don't think I think that there is kind of a pretty sharp gap between what the grassroots Democratic Party wants to do to see action and what elected leadership wants to have happen. The problem is, again, that the choice seems to be action or inaction. And the idea of any sort of kind of that middle of the road compromise legislation, we're just not seeing it. And unless we start to see that, I think the pressure is going to increase to just do things now.
Okay.
We had somebody chiming in on Facebook saying, why not put D.C. with Maryland like it should be?
Well, that's the big comment. Well, it's been too... I'm not going to advocate... I actually just talked about this with another station. I'm not going to advocate returning the D.C. land to Maryland, but I do think they need to consider, right? What this bill would do would make the actual federal seat a very small area, so it wouldn't be subject to any state rule, right? It would be federal, but then you'd also have to repeal the 23rd Amendment, right? Okay. And so... This needs to be a bigger plan.
Mina, okay, I got about 90 seconds left. Let's try and get common ground. Do you think media coverage, journalistic coverage for Donald Trump is the same and as fair as for Joe Biden?
Yes, I would, because I think that I think on the whole, and we can find individual instances of tone and description, but I think that if you're, I would say this, Stevie J, if you're an informed consumer about news, you should be reading multiple sources and listening to podcasts and not just taking all of your information from one source.
I go to all of them, but I'm just saying when CNN says Trump lies, that's not journalism. Trump states this, but you don't call it a lie in an objective headline. So I'm a fan of you, but we can't even, the stuff that is different for Joe Biden when they won't even talk about the border. You know how little coverage the border is getting, and it's a humanitarian crisis. It is.
But we could look at CNN, Fox News, right?
MSNBC, NBC, ABC, I check them all, and very little coverage on the border when you're having 19,000 kids in our custody. This is bad. Right. I mean, it's going to get worse.
I don't want to end on a disagreeable note, Stevie J, but I think if we could have some consensus on the election results, that would move.
So that's your basis of here we go. Let's agree on something. And I think there were a lot of questions I simply need answered more succinctly than I've had. That's all. Listen, I would take your class. I would be a real problem because I'd raise my hand in the front row. Mina, thank you for your time as always.
It's a pleasure. I enjoyed it, Stevie J. Hope to talk again soon.
We will. Thank you, Dr. Mina Bose. I mean, that. What are you going to do?
Well, she's delusional is what Jim says in Broadlands. She has an answer for everything. She'll never admit to be wrong.
But at least we're talking. I mean, at least there's that. I mean, she's not... I'm letting her talk. She's letting me talk.
Yes. And that's refreshing.
Well, at least it's something. But it's obviously, again, our realities and beliefs are so far away. Therein lies your problem of even talking. Anyway, let's check quick sports headlines.
Okay. Well, and there's Arizona Democrat Party fighting audits in Maricopa County right now. There was fraud all over the place. There's some of the other chiming in on Facebook Live. We appreciate your opinion. 217-359-2255.
When you bring up all the late night shenanigans in Atlanta where they brought out those things, remember the cameras showed it? They booted the watchers out and they kept counting for 3 hours. Just answer the question, what happened?
Right.
And it's legitimate. I mean, see, they just deny everything. Anyway.
What a start to our Friday. I love it. We had the Cubs winning in 10 innings. Marcy Steggy and I were going to go to this.
It'd have been a cold night.
It would have. And we would have been there, you know, probably still getting out of traffic. 4-3 was the final. Cubs win over the New York Mets. And they've got a series starting up against Milwaukee with a 1:20 start. And you'll hear the action on US 105.9. Cincinnati's in St. Louis with a 7:15 start. Texas in Chicago taking on the White Sox at 7:10.
Weather brought to you by Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, servicing residents in Paxton, Urbana, and surrounding areas. DogtownHeatingAndAir.com.
High 60 today, starting out with some clouds, some stray showers. We've got a low 47 with a 70% chance of rain overnight and a 60% chance of rain around the area tomorrow. We've got a high 57 expected down to 42. 61, partly cloudy, low 44 on Sunday. But then we get into some warmth. By Tuesday, we'll be up to 82. 43 now on ESPN 93.5.
What will Orlando Antigua do? The assistant basketball coach who's being wooed by Kentucky. I don't know as much as Derek Piper. I'll give you what I got here this morning in just a moment. ESPN 93.5, Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny coming up in 10 minutes. Fox Business Minute next. It's 7:20.
Ensuring peace of mind. expanding business, building strong communities. Realize your financial dreams with Busey Bank. For more than 150 years, Busey's built a foundation of broad financial capabilities, vast knowledge, and close relationships that span generations. You can realize your best future. Busey's right beside you. Member FDIC.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The focus has returned to earnings news today. American Express reported a stronger-than-expected quarter as it released more than $1 billion it saved to cover possible bad loans. Amex says it views this as a transition year, and it's focused on making investments to rebuild growth. Honeywell saw a smaller profit in the quarter because of a slump in its aerospace business. However, it was stronger than forecast. Oil services company Schlumberger's quarter was better than predicted, and it sees the economy rebounding and oil demand recovering this year. Gap's Athleta brand has lured Simone Biles away from Nike. It's a major coup for the more than 20-year-old brand, considered a small player in athletic wear. Biles will have her own performance line. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
Nation presents podcasts, Women of the Bible Speak.
I'm Shannon Bream, host of Fox News at Night and author of the new book, Women of the Bible Speak, the wisdom of 16 women and their lessons for today, where I examine the timeless stories of women in the Bible. Join me and some of my friends for this limited podcast series as we discuss what it means to be a woman of faith. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a train. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
You've heard their name, but who are they? Areawide Technologies is a full-service business solutions provider. What does that mean? Areawide makes it their mission to provide the perfect custom solution designed to meet your business needs. They can help you operate your IT department with confidence and excellence. Let their certified security professionals show you where your network is vulnerable, including their support in helping you transition from Windows 7. Give them a call, 217-359-8041, or email them at info@areawidetech.com.
Was Trump treated the same as Biden by the media? Come on, man. If we have to agree at one fact, the media did not. And then it said, Trump won in 16. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Everybody resisted that from day one, saying it was a cheat. Anyway, it just...
We started out our morning with some verbal sparring.
This is just... But she's an example. I like her. I really do. But it's an illumination of a person you can talk to and very bright. I mean, extraordinarily accomplished PhD in books and all these, you know, awards. And she thinks Trump's treated was this as what? Yeah.
I listen to that again at steviejay.com later.
And Trump lies again is not a headline.
That's right.
That's a partisan attack.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to purport to be in journalism, you say, Trump contradicts previous statement. Totally, mm-hmm. Totally fair.
Right.
Trump lies is not a journalistic headline.
That's right.
It is not everything against...
If that's the way they're teaching journalism still, I mean, when we took the classes back at EIU back in the day, you know.
You're not supposed to know how you vote. If you're a reporter, I shouldn't know how you vote. If you're a personality, if you're Rachel Maddow, if you're Sean Hannity, that's
right.
Fine.
That's where we're getting into the gray area because the editorialization that's going on.
Those aren't news shows.
I know.
Your news shows are Brett Baer.
But do the millennials know?
No. And the millennials don't watch.
But they've never grown up with the Walter Cronkite type.
Well, there's...
That gets the who, what, when, where, why, and how only.
Yeah, it is amazingly non-objective. I mean, NBC the other night edited the 9/11 call from the Columbus event. They cut out the part about she has a knife. what in the world are you doing? You played the whole thing.
Wow.
So there's definitely a point of view in our news.
On all this trending police cultural stories, you know, the basis is people are breaking the law, making the police respond in the first place.
But everything is based on race. Everything is based on the color of your skin.
It should be based on the law, which is neutral.
But the basis is police are inherently systematically racist. And so if that's believed, which a whole lot of people now believe that, then you think that you stop that person because he is Hispanic, not because he broke the law. And you killed them because you are a racist, not because they resisted arrest, and bad things generally happen when you do that. So what they wanted to bring in the reimagining police part, they want to bring social workers to domestic. And I would contend that in some cases, it might work.
Mm-hmm.
In a whole lot of cases, it's too emotional, they're too drunk, they're too drugged up, and they got weapons. So sometimes you're going to need force, or you just let stuff happen. I mean, you just don't.
That's right.
You just don't go.
Just see how it plays out.
You just don't go. And it's
respond to try to, you know, pick up the mess or something.
Well,
I don't know.
And Mina's basis is I've got to submit that Joe Biden got 81 million votes, and I have too many questions to submit to that yet. I need to know why and how statistically 131,000 votes in Philadelphia are all Joe Biden. Statistically, how does that happen? That's all. And nobody wants to answer, and they'll shut me off Twitter. So you think Donald Trump got elected because of just happenstance, or was there an underlying feel in America of tremendous dissatisfaction? And do you think suppressing that dissatisfaction will help that dissatisfaction go away? No, it's like covering weeds with mulch, which I know a lot about. The weeds come through again. You can't suppress a real unhappy base of people. You can't suppress it. You've got to voice it. You've got to have it out. And you got over, 75% of conservatives aren't going to say a word right now.
That's right.
They're afraid they'll get fired.
Right.
What is that about? Okay, Orlando Integra, this is, you know, he's a tremendous recruiter. Assistant basketball coach for Brad Underwood.
Okay.
Being wooed by John Calipari, because John Calipari's lost his mojo in Kentucky. And even though I think he has like a lifetime contract, he's not very good, because he's not getting the people he needs to make a team. Orlando was a tremendous recruiter for John Calipari, won a national championship with John Calipari. And then he went to wherever, Florida, some school in Florida. Didn't work out, took the job with Brad Underwood. Well, he remains an outstanding recruiter, and so they want to come back and get their guy. And so Josh Whitman has stepped to the plate and apparently offered what would be the number one assistant basketball coach salary in America, well over $1 million.
Right, for this four-year deal.
Is Chin also part of this package? There's rumors of that, too. They are purging our coaching staff at Kentucky because we're a better program than Kentucky right now. The Blue Bloods down in Lexington don't like that. It's all good. So what did we do? Josh Whitman said, okay, here's the money, and we'll see what he does.
Right.
Obviously, we want to keep our stuff together. And, you know, back in the day when Ron Gunther talked to Bill Self, there wasn't that attempt to keep.
Right.
It was more of, you haven't done the job completely, you need to be more loyal, and whether or not that ever would have worked to keep Bill Self from going to Kansas, we don't know. But it very little attempt, I think, was made to keep Bill Self in the day. This is a different approach. It's, here's the money, we want you to stay, you'll be the number one. And will Kentucky match it? I would think Kentucky's got the money they need if they want it as well. So a bidding war for one of the top assistants in the country.
Thanks for chiming in, Charles and Fisher, 217-359-2255. And we appreciate you resource Derek Piper's information all the time. On with Monte in the Drive. He's got incredible insight.
You know, he does. He's got the stuff. He knows a whole bunch because he's kind of in.
Our Lady Cobras are in a game at 6 o'clock tonight in the Final Four of the NJCAA tournament, taking on Lakeland in North Carolina.
You go, Allie Lindemann. Mm-hmm. You go, Parkland Cobras.
That's right.
Lady Cobras trying to win a national championship. All right. We'll be back. We're going to do our ABC. I've got all the different media that Vina Bo suggested I check out, which I always do online. I always check MSNBC, ABC, CBS. I check them all. And I just would conclude that the coverage for Donald Trump was different than Joe Biden. And she said it was the same. Oh, God, I love Vina Bo. She's so smart, but we just disagree. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, chances are I'm going to agree with them. That's next, 7:30.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years. And for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. For the second day in a row, India sets a record for new COVID cases, more than 330,000, about five times U.S. levels.
The U.S. added more than 67,000 new confirmed COVID-19 cases in the past 24 hours, according to Johns Hopkins, as the CDC reports that almost 27% of Americans are fully vaccinated against the virus.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Some of the nation's best spellers will face new rules when they face off this summer.
For this year's Scripps National Spelling Bee. For the first time in the now 97-year history of the event, we'll feature a vocabulary aspect in the oral competition rounds. In the past, vocabulary was only used for written tests. Now students will need to speak their answers, knowing one mistake means elimination.
Fox's Jared Max. There's also a lightning round that could be used at the end. There isn't a single winner. America's listening to Fox News.
Jeff Facer on what Area-Wide Technologies does.
We are a full-service technology company that focuses on business solutions for our clients, and we handle everything from the security of your internet network and data to implementation and administration of these things, as well as the email and pretty much full-service of anything that a business would need technology-wise.
To find out more, go to areawidetech.com.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
The sounds of spring and the smell of flowers in the air, they all add up to Spring Green, America's neighborhood lawn care team. They become your favorite through quality service and professionalism. Spring Green will service and maintain your lawnscape with seeding, aeration, fertilizing, disease, and insect control. Over 32 years of satisfied customers reflect their commitment to Champaign-Urbana and the Mattoon-Charleston area. Call Spring Green at 217-359-2111 or online at spring-green.com. What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is the company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority. The vaccine rollout continues in Champaign-Urbana. Campus Town Urgent Care has a new supply of the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, and they're available to anyone over the age of 16. Go to campustownurgentcare.com to book your appointment. Dr. Tom Plur and his team will take care of you in an organized and timely manner. Vaccines for anyone over 16 now available at Campus Town Urgent Care, located at 631 East Green at the corner of Green and Wright in Champaign. Visit campustownurgentcare.com to book your vaccine appointment.
Spring has sprung, and that means grass stains are back. Maybe you're in the yard getting landscaping done, or you're a high schooler is playing spring football. Either way, you need a washing machine to get the mud and grass stains out of your clothes. Only one place to go, and that's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Whether you want a top load or a front load pair, Dick Van Dyke has washers and dryers in stock and ready to deliver. Stop in at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World on North Neal, or visit online at appliance-world.com. Now serving Effingham, Mattoon, and Charleston, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World voted your number one choice for appliance selection, sales, and and service.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure. I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Mattis Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855.
Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, brought to you this morning by Max Twin City Recycling.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana. Starting it over is what we
And our weather brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. It's Busey.com, Diane.
Up to 61, partly cloudy this morning. Overcast this afternoon with a slight chance of a rain shower. Gusts as high as 20 miles per hour with a high 61. 47, our low into the evening tonight. We're expecting a high around 60 on Saturday and Sunday, down into the mid-40s in the evening. It could be rainy, especially to start on Saturday. Right now, the temperature's at 45 on ESPN 93.5.
It is Friday. In studio, Brother Johnny. It's great to see you, Johnny.
Hey, Stevie. Great to be in Champaign, Urbana.
Mike Ditka for another week or so in Naples, Florida. Coach, how are you?
Everything's great, but I got it. Everything's terrific. Couldn't be happier.
Weather's still great down in Florida?
Oh, yeah. The weather's good here. It really is. Once in a while, you get some rain, but it's been great.
Well, Johnny just got through the Philo Coffee, and that, as everybody knows, is kind of the center of the universe and where ideas are formed and solutions are sought. How was coffee?
It was pretty low key today, Steve. Not much happening.
Okay,
we're planting. We're planting.
Planting the corn and the soybeans are going in the ground. As cold as it is, I think it's in some cases some farmers went in a little early with some of this cold weather.
Well, it's a little cool, but it's probably going to okay. We're going to have it 70 or 80, Diane, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, so back to warm, Coach. Coach will have better weather in Chicago when you come back, Coach. We're talking a bunch about, you know, the week's events, LeBron James tweeting out, you're next to a white police officer who shot a young woman, I guess 16-year-old in Columbus, Ohio, who wielded a knife, was about to stab another person. No action on Twitter as far as, you know, you're threatening a law officer, or was he? And then, you know, overall, Coach, it just seems like we've lost this.
I have a dream.
The ideal that I live by, why I judge a person by who they are, not by what they are. But Coach, it seems like now everything is race. It's not about the character anymore. It's about identifying your race first, and that's not what America is.
Well, you know, I grew up in a really integrated town, Maricopa, Pennsylvania, and I have to tell you that we never had a problem. We really did. We had respect for each other, and especially the athletes, because they play the sport. But I don't understand that. It's not the color of a person's skin; it's the content of their heart and their mind. I think that makes all the difference. And I don't know. I guess I'm stupid. I know I'm stupid. But I never had a problem with it. So, I mean, I grew up with it my whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the vast majority of us are.
They were the best athletes.
Yeah.
They were the best athletes when I grew up.
Yeah.
I think that the vast majority of people are completely immune to any sort of racial or ethnic background. And the idea that we got a problem is fabricated like so much. What was most disturbing, Steve, is the content of your character. Who's the judge of that? Because we've lost all ability to measure honesty and integrity. Like, really, it has to be measured if you're going to understand what reality even is. And we don't even know what good character is. And so it sounds great, but if you don't know how to judge a person's character so that you can trust them, just starting with the basics like, do they tell the truth? Do they tell the truth? Do they just lie to your face? And it's got nothing to do with the race. But the racial, we got a problem in America, is an example of not telling the truth. That isn't true. I haven't seen that anywhere in this country, and I've been all over it, other than the usual stuff, okay? I'm talking about the general population. It's very, very, very accepting, not prejudiced, and it's just... It's just a narrative coach, I think, that gives one group of people the ability to have some power over the other. It's a power struggle, and it's really disappointing. So,
but I mean, Mike and Johnny, how do you find how can we agree on the truth when we have such different realities? You can say, you know, I just had a professor I like very much on, and I said, do you think Donald Trump and Joe Biden were and have been treated the same by the media? And she said, yes. And that just isn't... Now, how did I come to that belief? Is because, you know, the things I see don't line up to the things reporting. It's just not the same.
Your first mistake is that we have different realities. No, we don't. We have one reality. One doesn't understand what it is, and the other one might. For example...
But that's what they say I am.
No, well, but let's start with... All right, let's start with an example, Coach. Girls and boys are the same, and you should be able to choose which one you are. That's not true, okay? Now, if you think that, you're somewhat insane. But if you're insane, by definition, you think we're the crazy ones. So, but the reality is, that isn't true. Women can have babies and men can't. That's a distinguishing feature. And you can't talk to them about it because they'll think something bad about it. Coach, it's crazy. And I don't think we can compromise with that. They're not open to compromise because that's the mindset. And it's not agreeing there's different realities. You can't speak your truth. There's the truth. And we're definitely falling away from that. Big mistake.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean... Coach, it's we're in a time. I mean, in your lifetime, have you ever seen some of the things you're seeing now?
No, I mean, and we went through some pretty interesting times growing up in the 50s and 60s, but said no. I think too many people have a chip on their shoulder. I really do, and they're just. Wait for somebody to tip it off, and then they go off, and it's kind of crazy. It's like we don't have respect for the law. We don't have respect for police. We don't have. I mean, it's crazy. Why are they bad? Because they wear a uniform? Because that's what they chose in life to become, uphold the law? I mean, I don't know. You tell me.
Well,
I don't think so. But you know, it's crazy.
They have the far left believes that the police are racist, and they systematically have a major problem. People like Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib believes there should be no police force. There should be no prisons because they're all racist institutions. The question is, what will replace that? And who do we call when we have somebody breaking in our home?
Well, obviously nobody, Steve. Listen, AOC, Rashid, Ilhan Omar, bless their hearts. You know, and maybe fair is fair, because in the 40s and 50s, we used to give those people lobotomies because they were crazy. We didn't know what else to do with them. We probably shouldn't have done it. Big mistake, because they've taken over the world. Now they're telling us we're crazy.
Yeah, right.
And we have to sit there and take it. And of course that's not going to work. And really and truly though, they're not in touch with reality. And it's a big problem because they're calling the shots. And they've also proclaimed, Mike, we're not going to compromise. There is no other way.
I agree with that. That's a fact right there. They're not going to compromise. That's for sure.
So obviously, that's only conflict. So they're raining chips on everybody's shoulders, and that's part of the idea is to put a chip on everybody's shoulder and then let the chips fall where they may.
If 75% of people with conservative views will not speak for fear of essentially being fired from their work or being an outcast at their work and their... What is the long-term effect of people being afraid to speak if they have a different view from the left.
You'll just get cowed into submission. We'll all be wearing masks for the rest of our lives, like Oregon, the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
And we got a vaccine and the treatment and the cases are down. And
yeah. Johnny says, we got a vaccine, coach, and they increased the number of masks we're supposed to wear. How does that work?
It's amazing. No. It's truly amazing. You know, this is a pretty good world, but we got to kind of screwed up because of crazy thinking, I think, on the part of a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, it's like sitting at the bar with Fauci, and he elbows me, says, "Johnny, watch this. Okay, we have the vaccine. Now let's put on two masks." And everybody's putting on this high five and laughing.
We're just like submission.
No, it's just
true. Yeah.
Well, we have a story out there where a woman soccer player was suing her coach because she wouldn't kneel for the national anthem
because she wouldn't.
She would not kneel.
There you go.
And so it's everything feels a little upside down.
Well, and if you really think that that's right and that makes sense to you, then you probably need to sit down and rethink the meaning of life because you're just missing something if you think someone should be sued for not kneeling. So
yeah, I don't know.
It's Mike, it is upside down, and I never thought that people would buy into it like they are because not saying anything to me is buying into it. Well, you don't want to fan the flames. Well, if that's what they think, that's fine. And of course, to some extent, that's reasonable, but when it gets completely off the rails, we're all going to go off the rails. We're kind of all in this together. That's true.
Yeah.
And if we go along with it, we're not headed in a direction that's going to be fun.
Meanwhile, I don't think there'll be the breaking of the filibuster, which would open the door for Washington, D.C. as a state and packing the court with liberal justices and Puerto Rico as a state and some of these other really far-reaching proposals by the far left, but apparently Joe Manchin has reiterated that he is not breaking the filibuster. That means you have 60 votes instead of 50 to pass major legislation. So that maybe we hold on to the midterms. Is there any chance the Republicans could win back something in the midterms, Johnny?
I think the Congress, the districts are spread out. There's no way, for instance, for Cook County to determine who is the congressman downstate Illinois. That doesn't mean a good Democratic candidate can't win, but I think you do got to evaluate as you vote. Let's say you're more moderate and you might vote either way. I think you got to evaluate no matter what the Democratic candidate says. They apparently will vote for whatever the party tells them to. There is no break in that
it's amazing.
Mold. And where the Republicans, they're pretty lockstep, but there's always a few of them that'll break away. Very rarely do you see a Manchin. And I'm sure he's getting pressure.
Ooh, I bet he is.
Because it's how you get things done. But if you're not doing the right thing, it doesn't work out for the rest of us. So yeah, I think that Coach, I think Congress could go to the Republicans. They did pretty well actually in the last
election. Yeah, they did. Coach Nick,
you said something. But what is the right thing right now? I mean, the right thing depends on who you are and how you think. I mean, it has nothing to do with what is really right,
right,
what is really wrong. If you think it's just right, well, then okay, it might be right then, your opinion. But I mean, I'm completely confused by, you know, we knew, I grew up in a Catholic school, so, you know, sin and mortal sin and this and that. And you knew right from wrong. And when you did something wrong, nobody had to tell you. You knew it.
Yeah.
Well, I think
you're going to get your butt whipped.
I think we have a sense of it, and we still have reason, and each individual does have to think for themselves. But if you take the border, Steve, it's not right to invite unlimited numbers of people here that we can't process. We're not quite where we are at a point where we take care of all of our own citizens.
Yeah.
And I think most people, if they would stop and think and just maybe turn off all the television, say we probably ought to have a way of, you know, bringing people in order and in certain numbers so that they can enjoy the American dream like the rest of us. But we're not at a point where we'll even stop to think, Mike. It's just right.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I tell you what hurts me the most, and it probably hurts the two of you as well, is that the authentic, deep hate these people have for America. It is stunning to me the vitriol, the fact that everything has to be burned to the ground because this is racist. We never should have taken it from the Indians. We are the wrong person, and everything we do now. You remember some of the Persian Gulf stuff 30 years ago? We were pretty unified. Get Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait. Now everything would be our fault from the left. Everything is our, we're the evil ones. We're the bad people. That just hurts me. It's terrible.
Yeah.
And it's not true. There again, it's not true.
It's not true. The most unified I saw us in my lifetime, starting in 55, was when the planes ran into the World Trade Center. Almost to a man and woman, everybody said, that was bad.
Yeah.
That was bad. Okay, that's bad. So we got that much going
right
for us.
Common ground.
But it's hard, and that it's a shame if that's about as far as we can
get. Well, I know, but if it happened now, we'd be blamed. People would say it's our fault.
They'd still think it was bad, at least.
They would think bad if it not for bad America, it wouldn't have happened. That's what they would say. If it wasn't for America, Mike, it's hard. It's just because we love America.
But again, you have to think for yourselves and look, you know, we're at a point we can check things out. If you take the war on law enforcement, we could be showing 3 people a day getting killed during arrest, because that's how many people get killed every day of all races. And it would be, look at these policemen.
Yeah.
This is a problem. Look what they're doing. Well, that's 10 million arrests. 1 out of 10,000 actually get killed. It's 99.99% successful. And so which way do you want to look at, and who gets to skew it?
Yeah.
And the problem is we've got this skew machine that really drives us to think where they want us to go. And you have to be pretty disciplined to say, wait a minute, I don't think that's right, Coach. And there's a good sense I think we have that our Creator gave us in terms of a sense of what's right or wrong. And we need to lean on that a little bit.
All right, a couple of texts have come in. 217 texter said, you've got a lot of hate in your heart, Stevie. Well, I'll work on that, I guess.
I don't think that's true either.
Well, it's, again, it's the eye of the beholder, I guess.
Coach, Steve's one of the nicest guys I know.
Well,
Steve, you've really changed.
I tell you what, I said, how does it happen that Stevie J is a bit controversial because I support police? How'd that happen?
Well, I don't know. Well, I think, again, it's this drive to for people to think like that.
But here's the thing. It's not about whether you support police or not. It's about right and wrong. Whatever happened to right
mm-hmm.
and wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Well, where did we miss that up? So no, if it's right, if you think it's right, if you're of this frame of mind and you think something's right, then does that make it right? No. We have laws. And right is right, wrong is wrong. And we all know what it is.
When you were coaching and playing, did you ever want to say something political, like was happening with so many athletes now that they're getting involved in the political world? Michael Jordan, you know, resisted that 20 years ago, 30 years ago, when he said Republicans and Democrats buy shoes. I'm not getting involved.
Yeah.
And so it just seems to be more common today that they're expected as a top athlete to talk about social injustice and all these other things. Mike, were you ever tempted to get political in that arena?
No, I wasn't, and you're right. They are. They're dragged into it now, because it's something that comes up all the time. But I never had a problem with that. I don't think I did. I'm sure with the mouth I had, I probably would have said something.
Well, I think one of the reasons sports in America is so popular and successful is because up until a few years ago, we'd been pretty much apolitical in terms of, there's always been some, but
true.
As far as watching the sport, it's something you can believe is real. Who's going to win? It doesn't matter really who you voted for. If you missed the free throw, you lost.
Yeah,
and
right.
So everybody likes that. It seems fair.
Yeah.
And so, and then when you throw that in, I know a lot of people that won't watch this or won't watch that because of politics. Now, after the NBA, I'm not watching any NBA. Oh, that's it for me in the NFL. Well, okay, but that's too bad, because it's such a great activity that brings everybody together.
Yeah.
That I think the athletes should probably not use that as a forum, especially game time.
Yeah. Well, Coach, I don't know if we solved the problems of the world, but we like trying with you, and I appreciate being on with us. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice.
I enjoy you guys tremendously, and I don't know if we solved anybody else's problems. you guys solved a lot of mine. I love the wisdom.
All right, we'll talk soon, Coach. Thanks so much.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, bye-bye.
Mike Ditka.
That's a great guy right
there. That's a great guy right there.
I'll tell you, I was thinking about him again, how we talk about people recognizing them. I don't know of a more recognizable person. You know, he's kind of retiring now.
Yeah, he's not out much anymore.
But boy, for 50 years, this guy was as well known as maybe even Tiger Woods, at least in the United States.
Yeah.
But... and
no, there's no
really,
doubt.
We're
no
pretty
doubt.
Grounded.
Pretty
Aliquippa, Pennsylvania.
Amazingly grounded. Is there an ounce of pretentiousness?
No.
None.
Which is one reason he's just so popular.
Yeah, he's just a guy who accepts the fact that he's iconic and people always went up to him. And I remember the time he went through the security at the airport and they gave him the business because he has how many new hips? So he had metal in his hips. And then, of course, they went through all that. And finally, the security guy wanted his autograph. And Mike said, hey, have a nice day. He walked away.
Well,
it just took forever to get through, and they knew who he was.
Yeah, right. No, right. So,
man.
But
I'm telling you, we've seen him do everything at the restaurants, hold babies, say go Packers. I mean, he's unbelievable. Mike Ditka on Fridays with Brother Johnny. Watts Copy System, still a locally family-owned business providing quality products and true service. Call Greg Wolf, 217-352-0428 to start saving money.
We've got a high 61 expected as we wrap up the week. 47 our low tonight. Chance of rain just slight by day, then a 70% chance of showers overnight. And into tomorrow's forecast, high 57, low 42. 61 the high now for Sunday with partly cloudy conditions. But you're right, Johnny. We've got a high of 80 on Monday and 83 on Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope you're sticking around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's New Orleans. Style.
Yeah, we've got that on up. Yep.
45
now on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, okay.
I heard from Dan at 359-2255, accountability, responsibility, respect, all lacking on the left and the younger generation.
Well, and for the gentleman who or woman who said, I have hate in my heart, all I'm going to do is I'll keep working on it and keep praying and maybe I'll throw a prayer your way. Hopefully you'll have that openness as well.
But so from my perspective, Steve, now I might be a little biased, but I haven't seen that, so I don't know where that's coming from.
That's their truth.
That's their truth on me. But the problem
is it true?
Most people don't want anyone saying they've got hate in their heart, so they don't say anything. They're just going to shut you up, and that's not healthy. Our whole success is based on a free exchange of ideas and finding the truth. You look back through the history, and you hear about Stevie. The sins of the past of America did this and America. Mm-hmm. You know what? We figured all that out. That's what makes us unique. Yeah, we were making mistakes. Probably didn't treat the Indians right. But we recognize that now. Certainly slavery was wrong. We abolished slavery. We got rid of it.
Yeah.
And that because of the free exchange of ideas and going back and forth until you look at the accountability, Stephen, what's wrong with that? Well, here's what's wrong with it. Okay, we got to stop doing it.
Yeah,
and so, right. And that's the difference in our country through the last 250 years and most others.
Well, we've evolved in good ways.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so to tear that down is not what we want to do. So, and that's what we're hearing from some of our fellow Americans.
Some fun news to share. Central Illinois Rookie of the Year, Elise Knutson at Milliken. Johnny, I know you're friends with the Knutson family.
Oh, the grandpa Gary's one of my
there
best
you
buddies.
Go.
And she is fantastic.
Oh,
Stevie,
yeah.
Stevie, they won the conference championship.
That's why they got she got Rookie of the Year.
Man,
so congratulations.
Great girl. Oh, she's on the dean's list, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
excellent.
Amazing. Good for them. All right, we're going to break. We'll be back. The news will be next. You said COVID-15, that was the...
how many pounds you typically gain.
The number is actually different than that. We talk about that in a moment.
Okay.
So if you're a little heavier than you were a year ago, I'll give you the number. I don't think you've gained that much, people, but we'll give you that next.
Wow.
ESPN 93.5, the news will be next.
The COVID-19 pandemic has shined a spotlight on the inequities that so many children and families face every day, especially those living in communities left under-resourced by decades of historical and institutional racism. The path towards a better future won't be easy, but we know it begins with equitable access to quality learning programs. And it starts with you. Learn how you can help at startearly.org.
Your Fighting Illini men's basketball team are the reigning Big Ten tournament champions. Stop by Game Day Spirit to pick up your championship merchandise. They have the official locker room tees and hats, as well as other t-shirts and hoodies. Items like pennants, koozies, lanyards, and more are also available. These items will go fast, so make sure you get your Big Ten tournament championship gear now at Game Day Spirit, located at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign and 6th and Green in Campus Town, or online at GameDaySpirit.com.
You're listening.